And then her daughter went over to the hospital and laid hands on the glass. She couldn't touch the child because they had the little child under glass. And said, "Lord, this daughter of yours has repented for her sin. Now I am rebuking the enemy, commanding the enemy to leave according to Mark 16, 17, and 18, and for the child to be healed in the name of Jesus." And the little girl was completely, totally healed, and she's been here. How old is she now? Four, five, or? Oh, she's three? 3 years old. I've seen her several times. She's just a beautiful little lady, runs and plays. But if her daughter hadn't have been there that day and had known these principles, that little girl would have died just like this one did. But today, under the new covenant, we have a blessing, a place with God, that if we confess our sins, He's righteous and just to forgive those sins and to restore us to fellowship, and He will forgive our sin. And then if you can find somebody spiritual enough, like her daughter, that was able to cast that demon out and pray the prayer of faith for the child got healed. And today, that little girl, which would have been given a death certificate 3 years ago, that was going to die. The doctor said, "She's going to die. You was there. She's going to die." But after her daughter found the problem and prayed, the little girl's completely, totally healed. Who would have ever dreamed a little tiny baby was dying because of mother's sins? But it was that case, wasn't it? It hadn't changed a bit from right here, has it? Not at all. Isn't that amazing? How many babies are in hospitals today? Children's medical centers all over the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex that's full of children dying. And you know what? Most of them's in there because the parents or in-laws' sins. That's sad, isn't it? And we don't know what to do. But the answer's in the book. Answer's in the book. Wow. After David confessed to the Lord, "I've sinned," it says, and after Nathan returned to his home, the Lord made Bathsheba's baby deathly ill. What? Who? Who made that baby deathly ill? I mean, that's written in the book, isn't it? Who was upset with David? The Lord. Who made the baby sick? The Lord made Bathsheba's baby deathly ill. David begged God to spare the child. He went without food and lay all night on the bare ground, pleading with God. Have we ever seen anybody do that when somebody gets sick? How we lay, plead, and beg and ask God to heal this person? But you know, so much of the time we don't think about repenting of sin. But did he repent too? He did. He even did that. He repented. Read on. The leaders of the nation pleaded with him to get up and eat with them, but he refused. Then on the seventh day, the baby died. David's advisors were afraid to tell him. He was so broken up about the baby being sick, they said, "What will he do to himself when we tell him the child is dead?" I mean, he had been in agony. He was begging and pleading with God to forgive him and to save this child. God's hearing the prayer, but he ain't answering it. And then the next says, but when David saw them whispering, he realized what had happened. "Is the baby dead?" he asked. "Yes," they asked. Then David got up from the ground, washed himself, put on lotion, and changed his clothes. Then he went to the tabernacle and worshiped the Lord. Some people will get mad at God. But if you get mad at Him, you know what could happen to you the next day? You might die too. Does God tell us to worship Him? Does He say His ways is different than mine and yours? I don't understand Him all, do you? But I read this book and I learn who He is through this book. Because He is this book. What He says in here, this is who He is. Then it says, then he went to the tabernacle and worshiped the Lord. After that, he returned to the palace and he ate. Next verse. His advisors were amazed. "We don't understand you," they said. While the baby was still living, You wept and refused to eat, but now that the baby is dead, you have stopped your mourning and are eating again. That's just like me. Whenever I worshiped God when Betty and Amanda got killed in that car wreck, I didn't go to screaming or crying. I just worshiped the King. A lot of people in that church, I guess all the people in that church that day, they did not understand me. They could not believe what I was doing. I'd just been told that my wife and daughter are dead, and I stopped the church and want us to worship and praise the King for what He's doing. But His ways and mine are not the same. That's not the way I would have done it. But I ain't God. Are you? I didn't know what He was doing. So when He does things, He knows what He's doing. Is He in control? Sure He is. Did He know what He was doing here? Sure He did. He knew what He was doing. I don't know what God's ways are. Sometimes I find them in the Word, but all things He doesn't reveal to me. All I do know is, everywhere I read, He commands me to worship Him. Does He not? Is it hard to turn and worship Him when somebody tells you your wife and your daughter are dead in a car wreck? But does He want you to worship Him? Trust me, He says. I know what I'm doing. It's tough. David replied, I fasted and wept while the child was alive, for I said, perhaps the Lord will be gracious to me and let the child live. Yeah, that's why we pray. That's why we fast. We know that He can at any time. If we stay in faith and don't doubt, we know. In fact, I'll tell you right here, a lady called me by the name of Susan from Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, on January the 1st this year. When she called, she said, in sheer desperation, you are my last hope. She said, I'm 55 years old, and I have been down with scoliosis since I was 6 years old. So I was born with scoliosis. Was it the baby's sin that put scoliosis on her? No. It was somebody in her family line that did it. Isn't that amazing how these things work? But at 6 years of age, the demons of hell began to twist her spine and she began to come into serious pain. At six. By the time she was 35, she was almost homebound. Excruciating pain. And the last couple of years, virtually an invalid, bound to the house and couldn't hardly even go outside the house at all. 55 years old now. Lived in excruciating pain most of her life. And she called me on January the 1st this year. I got her to repent of all of her sins, cast the demons out of her, and spoke the healing power of Jesus in her. I got the most beautiful 3 or 4 page letter from her just a couple weeks ago. I read it in this church. It's on one of the tapes. She said, it's almost unbelievable. I am living in a brand new body with no pain. I'm outside digging in my flower bed. And she said, it's awesome to be in a body that has no pain in it. First time in 50 years. If we serve this awesome God and we confess our sins and we do something in faith, what will He do under this new covenant? Things like that. I wouldn't have wanted to be that 55-year-old person that had been bound in a body twisted with scoliosis all of my life. Would you? But her parents' sins or her grandparents' sins are what brought that on her. She was born with it. Dave, up here, a live testimony. He didn't want to be sick with the disease he had, and he was born with it too. And he had it all of his life. He'd tried everything to get healed. Everything. But in sheer desperation, when he heard me teach God's Word, it intrigued him. And he came over here, and I told him what he had to do. And Dave did what I told him to do from God's Word. And guess what God did for him? This man stands before you completely healed of a lifelong incurable disease. He is forever grateful. And he wants to serve God. He wants to just do whatever God wants him to do. But he knows how real and how true God's Word is. And he wants to walk in it now. And he don't want to sin at all. He wants to walk holy. Because he knows the consequences of sin. He put up with it about 40 years of your life, didn't you, Dave? And it sure is nice to be healed now, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now then, as we go that down through verse 22, let's go on down a couple more verses. But why should I fast when he is dead? Can I bring him back again? I will go to him one day, but he cannot return to me. Then David comforted Bathsheba, his wife. Now look at this. This statement, this next couple of verses is what blows me away. He brought Bathsheba into his house now and made her one of his wives. Because he had already killed her husband. And it caused the baby to die and everything. So he had brought her in and let her become one of his wives. Then David comforted Bathsheba because of the loss of the child. His wife, you notice she's now his wife. And now he slept with her, had sex with her again. Only this time, she belongs to him. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son, and they named him Solomon. And look at that last statement. The Lord loved that child. Why did he hate the other one? It was the same man and woman's child. What did they do wrong? They brought it in and not married. And so God hated that child because of that sin. And he assigned a death certificate to that little child. And even though determined prayer couldn't save that little child because of sin. Is sin devastating to us? The church, we've got to learn to get rid of sin. We've got to learn to walk holy before God. We've got to learn to walk in obedience to His Word. And if we do, how much sickness and disease do we have today as a church? None. None. That's where I want to live, don't you? That's where I want my children to live. That's where I'd love for my grandchildren to live, with no sickness and disease. But every one of us have to walk there before God.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.